Good morning and happy Labor Day. And welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host for the next hour. Good show today. We've got news of a long-awaited reunion that was just announced after 40 years. Got new music from The Killers. One of the hottest feuds in rock just got hotter. Plus the usual Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and the best rock from all eras. Let's start with The Kinks, WMFO.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello.
Last time I talked to you, you were lonely and out of place. You were looking down on me, lost out in space, laid underneath the stars, strung out and feeling brave. Watch the red orange glow, watch you float away. Down here in the atmosphere, garbage and city lights. You're gonna save your tired soul, you're gonna save our lives. I turned on the radio to find you on satellite. I'm waiting for this sky to fall, I'm waiting for a sign. And all we are is all so far. Your purple hair, I miss the way you taste. I know you'll come back someday on a bed of nails away. I'm praying that you don't burn out or fade away. And all we are is all so fine.
It's a band you may not have heard of unless you live in Canada. They're big in Canada. They're called Our Lady Peace. That song is Somewhere Out There from 2002. And we heard Lola from the Kinks on the top of our show here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me today. And thanks for the feedback from last week's show. Last week, we featured singer-songwriters of the 1970s, and I got a lot of feedback on the music. People generally liked the music, took a little flack for some of the artists that I left off, although that was mostly because of time. But I got a lot of feedback about the use of the term yacht rock, which is the format in which a lot of these artists now find themselves. And I would love to take credit for that, but I did not make up that term. That is out there. And in fact, Sirius Satellite Radio has an entire yacht rock channel for those who are interested in continuing to hear that music. Well, it is Labor Day weekend. It's kind of the bookend for the summer and the official end of summer. Big vibe change going on out in the world. School has started. Pumpkin spice is out there at Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. And the USA Today reports that some families are already dreading the holidays because of debates about vaccines. The stigma of actually believing in vaccines is so powerful in some communities that millions of Americans are getting inoculated in secret just to avoid getting criticism from their friends and family. About 1 in 6 who are vaccinated say they're keeping that information a secret from at least some people, while more than 1 in 17 aren't telling anyone, according to a Harris poll that appeared in USA Today. So with more than 174 million fully vaccinated people in the country, that adds up to about 10 million people declining to share that information. And if you've been waiting for the big ABBA reunion, and if you had, you might want to examine your life a little bit, but your wait is over. After years of delay and a bunch of teases on social media, ABBA have officially reunited. They announced that they've got a new album coming out on November 6th, and they've got a pre-release single called Don't Shut Me Down. I won't play it here. You can find it on Spotify or YouTube. But let's just say they haven't strayed very far from the sound that has made them gazillionaires. So I guess consistency is the key, and that is one word I would use to describe my friend Phil from Watertown. He consistently gives us Phil's pick every week here at this time, and he plays some great music that he thinks we ought to know about. Let's hear what Phil has for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is No More Pennies by Starcrawler. Starcrawler is a band based out of Los Angeles. Their music contains crunchy guitars, melodies that boast a bit of glam-influenced swagger, and a heavy rhythmic stomp. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind. We'll be right back.
My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse, but not me. Best thing I ever had in a world gone mad. You're so bad. My sister's ex-husband can't get no loving. Walks around all faced and hurt. Now he's got nothing. Which is worse, but not me, baby. I've got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad. Best thing I ever had in a world gone mad. You're so bad.
That's Tom Petty from his 1989 album, Full Moon Fever. And recently, sometime this week, I heard somebody use the term yuppie, and I hadn't heard it in about 20 years, and it made me think of that song. So we played it this morning. And also the Star Crawlers before that. Phil's pick for today, it's called No More Pennies. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. We play the best rock from all eras, and that includes new music. And we're going to get to some in just a second. But I just wanted to remind you that, of course, if you live in the Boston area, you can listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM, but also on demand and through our stream at WMFO.org. The Killers have a new album out. It's very good. It's called Pressure Machine. Band leader Brandon Flowers is a big Bruce Springsteen fan, and it is very evident on this album. When the band found itself hanging around the house for most of 2020 due to COVID, Flowers began to write songs based on his childhood in Nephi, Utah. And in fact, many songs open with bits of interviews from actual Nephi residents. So let's listen to one. This is new from the Killers. It's called Quiet Town, WMFO.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, the train, every 2 or 3 years, the train kills somebody. Every 2 or 3 years, yep. Everybody knows about the train, okay? You hear it constantly. I think the train is a way to find your way out of this life if you get hit by it.
Kids got hit by a Union Pacific train, carrying sheet metal and household appliances through the pouring rain. They were planning on getting married after graduation, had a little baby girl. Trouble came and shut it down. Things like that ain't supposed to happen in this quiet town. Families are tight. Good people still don't deadbolt their doors at night in this quiet town.
So I will ask you once again. try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again.
Try to see it my only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Some early Beatles this morning on Rock of Ages, We Can Work It Out. And from the new album from The Killers, Pressure Machine, we heard Quiet Town. And as I said at the beginning, every one of the songs has a spoken word intro by one of the residents of Brandon Flowers' hometown, Nephi, Utah. But you can also buy and listen to versions of those songs without those recorded voiceovers, if you choose to. By the way, speaking of the Beatles, two handwritten set lists from their early days are being auctioned off by Bonham's Auction House on October 28th. Apparently, there are only 8 such set lists in the world known to man, and so they're very, very highly coveted by collectors. Each one is expected to sell for about somewhere between $150,000 and $250,000. The first one comes from a show from the spring of 1960. It was written by Paul McCartney, mainly includes covers, but near the end they do the Beatles' original One After 909, which wouldn't be officially released by the Beatles for another 10 years. Until 1970's Let It Be. And the second is also written by Paul McCartney. It comes from a show on April 17th, 1963, and it is written and signed by all 4 Beatles. So if you have about 200 grand hanging around and you're interested, that auction will be on October 28th. Well, let's do our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Eagle Eye Cherry comes from a very musical family. His father is a famous jazz trumpeter by the name of Don Cherry, and his sister is an alt-rap star, Nina Cherry. He was born in Stockholm, Sweden, and his actual God-given name is Eagle Eye, because when he first looked up at his dad as a newborn, he apparently did so with only one eye open. In 1997, he released his debut album, Desireless, on a small label in Sweden, and it slowly swept across Europe and then the United States, where it was a top 5 hit. He released his next album in 2001 to moderate success, but has never come close to the success he had with this song. This one's called Save Tonight. Eagle Eye Cherry, our one-hit wonder on Rock of Ages.
Cause all we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me, let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight
child, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new mind. It's a bed out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brain gin, the mama bit on top, and it's a bed out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, child. Tell me, who do you love? Yeah, who do you love? Who do you
That's George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Who Do You Love? And before that, we heard our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, a feature we do every week here on Rock of Ages, Eagle Eye Cherry, and the song was called Save Tonight. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me today. We do this show every Monday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock, and we still have plenty of show left for this episode of Rock of Ages. This Week in Rock, later this week, marks the 30th anniversary of Nirvana's release of the song Smells Like Teen Spirit from the album Nevermind. It's a song that many critics have determined is a top five rock song of all time. Well, this album was in the news a couple of weeks ago, not because of the music, but because of its cover. If you recall, the cover is a naked baby swimming after a dollar bill on a hook. It was moderately controversial at the time. I don't remember there being a big fuss about it. Well, Spencer Eldon, who is the naked baby on the cover and who is now 30, is suing, claiming child pornography violations. Let me stop right here for a second and talk about lawyers. I love lawyers. Some of my best friends are lawyers. I have lawyers throughout my family. I'm a lawyer. But their creativity sometimes really blows my mind. His New York-based attorney argued in court that the inclusion of the dollar bill that was superimposed after the photograph was taken makes the baby seem like a sex worker. Now, I am not condoning photographing naked babies. I am not. But there are two problems with this case. First, he said his reputation's been harmed by the photo, but nobody would know who it is except for this lawsuit. It was 30 years ago, and he was an infant. So he's actually, in my view, calling more attention to himself by bringing the lawsuit than the picture ever would have brought him. And the second problem is his own words. He did an interview with The Guardian in 2015, and he said, "It's always been a positive thing and opened doors for me. I'm 23 now and an artist, and this story gave me an opportunity to work with Shepard Fairey for 5 years, which was an awesome experience. He's a huge music connoisseur, and when he heard I was the Nirvana baby, he thought that was really cool." And in that same interview, he added, "It is weird being part of such a culturally iconic image, because I didn't really have anything to do with it, but it has opened doors for me." Now, I can't really comment on the merits of the lawsuit. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going on there that is not obvious in the headlines. But I can tell you one thing, the music is good. From Nevermind. Here's Nirvana, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Yeah. she keeps them away, Shonda, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatin. Dynamite with a laser beam.
To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, she was in that way. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, you're absolutely right. She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
That's Queen with Killer Queen. You know, Freddie Mercury would have been 75 years old yesterday. September 5th was his birthday. Kind of hard to picture him at 75, but I guess you feel that way about a lot of rock stars, and they're all getting in there into their 70s and even early 80s now. And before that, we heard Nirvana from Nevermind and Come As You Are. Smells Like Teen Spirit, the first release from that album, was released 30 years ago this week. Well, one of rock's most intense and enduring feuds just got a little hotter last week. We'll talk about that next.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
David Crosby gave an interview to The Guardian last week that makes any Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young reunion extremely unlikely. He hasn't been on speaking terms with Neil Young or Graham Nash for years, and he really doubled down in this interview. About Neil Young, he said, "He is probably the most self-centered, self-obsessed, selfish person I know." Apparently, they haven't been on speaking terms since 2014, when Crosby insulted Young's then-girlfriend, Daryl Hannah. And about Nash, he said that any impression that fans may have of Nash taking care of him when he was down in his luck and they toured together was just for show. He said, "He gave the impression of looking after me, but apparently that was all just trying to keep the money coming." Ironically, the band has created some of the greatest harmonies in rock history, but not doing so well in the real world. Let's hear one from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. This is from Deja Vu, WMFO.
almost cut my hair. It happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it wasn't in my way, but I didn't, and I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak flag fly. Yes, I feel like I owe it. Because I had the flu for Christmas, and I'm not feeling up to par. It increases my paranoia. Like looking at my mirror and seeing a police car. But I'm not giving in an inch to fear. Yes, I promised myself this year I feel like I owe it someone. Together, I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather. Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins, the song is called Today. And we heard Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from the now 50-year-old Deja Vu album. Almost Cut My Hair, Neil Young on lead vocals there. Well, we've got time for one more song. I want to end the show and really end summer 2021 on an upbeat note. It's always sad to see the summer go, but I'm sure this fall has a lot of good things in store for all of us. Let's close the show with the Romantics. Rock of Ages, WMFO. All the time we have for this week's show. I hope you liked it. This is Ron LaRussa. Please join me again next week, Monday morning at 8 o'clock. For Rock of Ages, we play the best rock from all eras. Until then, enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend if you're lucky enough to have the day off. Have a great week, a fantastic weekend next weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you! 91.5
WMFO. I'm so happy of myself.
Well, stop it!